So this is a storied matchup. You know, obviously Pendleton Heights having another tremendous year, 12-6 on the regular season, 4-1 in conference play. New Pal kind of behind on the season this year, only 8-7, and they're 1-4 in the conference. So definitely some opposite sides of the spectrum when it comes to talking about conference play for both of these teams.
Oh, yeah. And New Pal is 1-2 in the Hoosier Heritage Conference play. And Pendleton, they are 4-1. But Pendleton, they've played 5 games. New Pal's only played not as much games. So we could see a whole lot of different game from New Pal, because if we look at their sheet right now, they're on a 3-game win streak. They beat Franklin County 53-46. They beat Bloomington North 45-37. And they beat Triton Central 47-29.
Yeah, and you could say, you know, they're on a 3-game winning streak. They're hot, but look at what Pendleton Heights has been doing in their last 6 games. They've beaten North Central, Yorktown, Jay County, LaPel, Alexandria, and Frankton, all by at least a margin of, what, I think 12 points or more, except for the North Central game that was only a 2-point victory. But overall, Pendleton Heights has been on a tear recently against some very competitive teams here in Indiana, and they've gone on this 6-game win streak entering tonight, their 6th game of conference play. And I believe that should be they have 1 game of the conference play left after this one, and that'll be Shelbyville on the 28th. So Pendleton Heights, they win this, that puts them pretty firmly in that front spot in the conference. It comes down to them and Shelbyville for the conference, because they hold the tiebreaker over Mount Vernon in the head-to-head matchup. So it'll come down to the last game of the conference season for Pendleton against the Shelbyville Lady Golden Bears. But on that note, we're going to take a break, and when we return, we will have our pregame interview performed by Lucas Williams on 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by SMB Heating and Cooling, located at 6879 South State Road, 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you to the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Lucas Williams, and joining me for this pregame interview is Lady Arabian's head coach, Coach Rogers. How are we doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, to start this off, you face off against New Pal, of course, today at 6 p.m. So, looking at last year, you've competed with them very well, but they've always just kind of edged out the victory by just only a couple of points. So, of course, they did knock you out of sectionals last year. How was the team atmosphere like going into this conference rival?
You know, we were discussing that a little bit, you know, here prior to the show, but you know, I don't think there hasn't been a lot of extra motivation that I've put on the girls. I think the girls are, you know, they're ready for this. You know, we dug ourselves in a pretty deep hole against them last year during the season, over there. So we had to share conference. And then, you know, the sectional semifinal game is one where, you know, you have your best defender, get knocked out at halftime and, you know, can't continue and all the foul trouble. And, you know, the one thing that I kind of hold on and say is that I think that game needed to happen for us to kind of move forward to where we are now. We knew going into it that we were going to, you know, strengthen our schedule a little bit. And I think that was kind of the first step that our girls needed to kind of get tougher and be able to battle through things. So I know our girls, they're going to be locked in and ready to go. And we got to not dig ourselves in such a deep hole this time.
So, of course, you know, kind of as a little bit of a follow-up question, New Pal, just such a great team. And, yeah. I mean, talking about literally any sports, boys or girls, they are an insane opponent to go up against. So are there any kind of other emotions going into this matchup? Of course, you are riding high against, you know, that win against Frankton and all the girls, everyone just doing great. But are there any other kind of emotions that were different between, you know, this year and last year?
I think there are. Our girls are, it was a healthy dose of excited and happy to be able to win some of those games in county. But we kind of talked, you know, we could have kind of set the cruise control and kind of won that Frankton game by, you know, 25, and, you know, everybody would have cheered and been happy. But I really challenged them at halftime to, you know, is good or okay? Is that enough? And, you know, I think these girls are really starting to believe what we've been telling them. Like, these girls can play against anybody in the state. And we've really been talking about championship mindset. So I think that is probably the biggest difference from last year. I think last year they kind of wavered in their belief of how good they were. But I think this year they are really starting to kind of hone in on what they believe they're capable of.
So for New Pal, there really isn't a set, like, above average player that you really need to watch out for.
Yeah.
They're kind of just all solid players. So what is kind of your thought process going into this matchup
trying to defend all these girls? I think the term I used when we were going through personnel was kind of death by, you know, 1,000 cuts. You know, nobody in double figures. But I think it's, you know, it's 8-point-something, 7-point-something, 6-point-something, couple in the fives, couple in the threes. You know, I think there's like only one or two kids on the roster who don't average more than a point. And they do, you know, they play a lot of girls. All of them for the most part can shoot the three. I think they hit 12 or 13 threes in the first half against Greenfield earlier this year. So they definitely pose a threat to us. We've done a good job, I feel like, about talking about personnel. So we just have to do our job. We have to do our job. We have to force tough shots, and we cannot let them get offensive rebounds. We should control a lot of that. I've challenged a lot of our girls on that front as well. And, you know, I think if we do our job, we're going to be just fine. But definitely, you know, they're not your typical team where it's, you know, you can kind of play off of some kids. Like, you got to respect everybody.
Yeah, so it's actually kind of funny that you brought up threes right there. So in your last game against Frankton, only about 10 shots were taken from beyond the arc. Is that something you're planning on increasing against this game?
I mean, we would love to be able to do that. But I think part of that is we were just able to apply so much pressure that when they were getting open looks, we were able to close out and kind of force them to drive. You know, I would love for that trend to continue, but I think as you step up the rungs of 2, 3, 4A, that's going to be tough to do. But it's just a matter of what the quality of look is for those girls. So we know that we have to respect everybody at the three-point line. Our goal is to get there with a great discipline closeout, get our hands up, and if they do shoot it, that it's contested. We've done a much better job about it this year, but in the past we have done a lot of, you know, what we call run by or drive bys where, you know, they're sprinting and they just kind of, you know, jump high and wave at them. But that takes us out of extra rotation. So, we really want to try to be disciplined on those and, force tough ones that they miss and, you know, have A to clear it and get it to Casey and get out in transition.
All right, well, this is all the time that we have today. Thank you for joining me, and good luck against the conference rival New Pal.
Thanks, guys.
So we'll be right back here on the Arabian Sports Network with your starting lineups. You are listening to 91.7 WEEM.
Keep up to date with what's going on around the campus and community by following us on 91.7 WEEM. From game day previews, tonight's broadcasters, game day updates, podcasts, and so much more. Follow us on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. 91.7 WEEM. back to the Arabian Sports Network's pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court as we have just a little under a couple minutes remaining here before we have our national anthem break. So we're going to get into starting lineups and keys of the game for both Pendleton Heights and New Pal. We're going to start with New Pal because they are the visitors. Starting for them, it's going to be Tyler Whitaker, Kendra Moore, Haven Flagle, Kylie Baranek, and Sadie Hughbanks. And then for Pendleton Heights, it's going to be your usual starting five, Mamie Trout, Casey Warfel, Olivia Jones, Emma Roberts, and Ada Hupfer. The reliable starting five that Coach Rogers has rocked with pretty much all year. So, Liam, two pretty decent teams, good matchup tonight. What do you expect Pendleton Heights to do out of the gates?
You know, I expect them to be very aggressive on the defensive side. You know, Olivia Jones will more than likely be guarding Kendra Moore. That's what I'd be guessing, because Kendra Moore, she can shoot it from way downtown and make it. She's very efficient from doing that.
Yeah, and I can expect to see that too. We've seen a lot of her and Casey passing off on the perimeter between each other. They are the two better defenders on the perimeter. And then down low, Ada, she's just going to be more than likely guarding Hughbanks and Baranek. Both of them eat in the post. Can extend out a little bit to the mid-range, but Ada, that's no problem for her. She's about 6'3", so... she can definitely guard it, but we're going to take a short break for the national anthem. But don't go anywhere, because we have the broadcast coming up here on 91.7 WEEM.
Don't miss out. A new episode of WEEM Weekly comes out bi-weekly on Wednesdays. We interview those within the school and around the community.
It's always great to work with people that you actually
yes.
like.
You can find the latest episode of WEEM Weekly anywhere podcasts can be found.
Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast.
91.7 WEEM.
Where have we learned what it takes to be committed to something bigger than ourselves?
To understand how our actions impact others.
To always put the team first.
High school sports. I'm Grayson Mealy from Westell High School.
And I'm Keely Hanazeski from Penn High School. While we want to win games and be successful for ourselves, the commitment we have to our teammates means we want to win for each other.
We always give our best for each other.
We want to help each other achieve something great.
Whether that's carrying on school traditions, being a positive example in our community, or winning a state championship.
Our commitment to our team, our school, and our community is the reason for everything we do.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Nottig. You can show your commitment to being a champion of high school sports by buying a ticket to your school's athletic events. This is committing to your team. This is committing to high school sports. This is your IHSAA.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Around the Hoop, tonight's broadcasters, and live score updates.
Follow us today.
Don't miss a minute of PHHS basketball by following us on X, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube.
We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll.
91.7 WEEM.
And a safe, fair, and positive environment. Thank you.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court for this presentation of Lady Arabian basketball as Mr. Hunkler, the PA announcer, is going through the starting lineups. Me and Liam are going to continue our keys of the game. So, Liam, you mentioned there, you know, Casey and Olivia Jones have to be in front of Kendra Moore. She is a very, very, very good shooter from outside the arc. She's shooting about 35% on the season. So definitely have to get a hand in her face when she's back there. But not only that, she will back up deep behind the arc and take a shot from there. But then for, you know, New Pal, I think their goal is they have to slow down Casey early, not let her get comfortable. and not let her get to the basket as easily as she does against a bunch of other teams, because that's her specialty. She'll get to the basket, get to the line, and hurt you from the inside out.
Yeah, and obviously Casey Wolfel, she'll be guarding up closely also, probably on Tyler Whittaker. She'll be guarding up near half court, trying to get as much steals as possible to get this game started off strong. Same with Olivia Jones. They might do like a half-court press and then start going into a full-court press like they usually do towards the beginning of the game, and then kind of get a groove into the middle of the game.
And one thing else to mention, you know, Pendleton Heights, their youngest starter is Ada Huffer, the sophomore 6'3 center. You know, she's their youngest starter. For New Pal, it's Haven Flagel. She is a freshman, and she's a guard. I believe in most of the games that I've seen throughout their film that she has started, she has brought up the ball whenever she's in. I think if Pendleton Heights can key on that and put constant pressure on her early on and, you know, use her inexperience against her, I think that can definitely be a big thing in tonight's matchup.
Yeah, and, you know, you're talking about Ada Huffer. She actually broke her record in rebounds with 22 against Alexandria. She also had 22 points against Franklin. So, I mean, she is doing really well down the stretch.
All right. So, as we are going to get underway here in the tip circle, obviously for Pendleton Heights, it's going to be Ada Huffer. And then for New Pal, it's going to be Sadie Hubanks. This is exciting. Doubleheader night. Should be good. Should be good as we are underway. Huffer very easily wins the tip-off. Flagel giving Roberts some pressure right out the gates. Gives it to Trout. Defended closely by Baranek. Warfel getting face-guarded hard by Whittaker and is fouled. So that'll be Whittaker's first, team's first.
You know, we might see a couple defensive switches with Taylor Whittaker and Kenneth Tweedy, both face-guarding Casey Warfel more than likely.
Olivia Jones inbound, lob pass to Casey Warfel. Shot no good. Gets a rebound, puts it back up. No good. Rebound, Huffer. That putback is good. Her first bucket is good. Whittaker quickly up the other end for New Pal. Gives it to Flagel. Roberts giving some good pressure early. Goes to Baranek. Baranek takes a pass, goes to Whittaker. Over to Flagel. Entry pass to Baranek. Shot's no good, but they say a foul on the shot. So Olivia Jones the foul. Baranek to the line for two. Only a 59% free throw shooter on the season, so not a strong performance from the line in this one. As the first one's good, we're going to take a quick second for station's legal identification on 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Welcome back here to the action. As during that, Baranek made both of her free throws. So score is 2-2. With 7:10 remaining here in the first. Huffer in the post, puts a shot up, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts another shot up, misses, and rebound, Baranek. Dragons pushing the floor quickly. Flagel with it, calling out the play for the Dragons. Goes to Baranek, into the post for Hubanks. Kicks it out. Whittaker, deep three-pointer, air ball. It'll be Pendleton Heights ball. So Roberts to bring the ball up for Pendleton Heights. Goes to Olivia Jones on the far wing. Driving to her left. Picks up her dribble. Finds Huffer. Takes a three-pointer. Too strong. Rebound, Baranek. Some good pressure by Roberts in the backcourt on Flagel. A reach-in foul there. So her first. Team second.
You know, she's just getting a little bit too aggressive out there with the hands. She's trying to get a steal, and Whittaker just did a really good job on not allowing that to happen.
Inbound from Baranek goes to Flagel. Whittaker on the near wing goes to Baranek, top of the key. Jab step back to Whitaker. Jab step drives, kicks it out. Hubanks pump fakes. And a travel, couldn't get her feet set.
Aiden Hoffer with a really good closeout, and Hubanks didn't know what to do. She didn't know what to shoot it, or she didn't know what to drive, so she just kind of did both, and she traveled.
It can be intimidating when a 6'3 Hoffer closes out on you. Roberts floats 1-2 Hoffer, backdoor pass to Casey Warfel. Shot good for Casey. She's got her night started for two. On the opposite end, here's Whitaker. Near wing. Goes to Moore, over to Flagle. Takes a three-pointer. Won't fall. Casey hauls in the rebound. She's going to use her speed up the floor quickly. Fakes to her right, goes to her left, and scores. She's got 4 points now.
And, you know, she uses her speed all the time, especially during steals and a full-court rebound.
Hubanks on the near wing. Goes to Moore. Takes a three-pointer. Won't fall. Rebound. Hubanks. Dumps it off to Baranek. Her layup falls. 6-4 Pendleton Heights leads with 5:05 remaining here in the first. Goes to Jones on the near wing or far wing. Drives baseline. Tries to kick it out to Hupfer. Ball's tipped around. Warfel comes away with it. Now she drives. Her layup no good. Jones right there for the rebound. Shot's no good, but a foul. Hubanks the foul. Her first team second. So Jones will go to line for two. Olivia Jones, 40% from the free throw line this year. And definitely having a slump from the charity stripe on the season. But she'll make the first.
And you know, against the LaPella game, they shot right around 50% from the free throw line as a team, which is not what you want, especially against a team like New Pal.
So Gabrielle Brown will check in for Haven Flagle pretty early here into this one, as Jones goes 2-for-2 on that one. Puts the lead up to 4 for Pendleton Heights with 4:45 remaining. Hubanks in the post. Kicks it to Whitaker. Back to Brown. Brown drives. Dumps it off to Hubanks. Blocked by Hupfer. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it out. Whitaker back to Hubanks. Steps back. Takes a 3. No good. Rebound secured by Baranek. Jump ball. It'll stay with New Pal. Brown to inbound for the Lady Dragons. Tries to float one over Warfel, and she basically blocked that one down. It'll stay with New Pal as it went right back out of bounds. So she steps back more to float it in. Casey Warfel again with the block. It's going to be hard to get one over her.
I mean, that's two in a row. That has done the same thing.
Kicks it to Whitaker, wide open underneath, and it's good.
Tyler Whitaker.
Just some discommunication from the Arabian defense, leaving her wide open under the basket.
Trout on the near wing from Roberts. Goes to the top of the key, finds Roberts, far wing, jab step, drive, layup, no good. Rebound, Hupfer, it's good.
That's her third offensive rebound already.
Up the floor quickly, it's Brown. Goes to Hubanks, and another travel. Just can't get her feet set on that one again. And it'll be Pendleton Heights ball on another turnover.
Once again, Ed Huff on that closeout. She turns around to catch the ball and turns back around. She sees a 6'3" Ada Huffer in her way.
So Brooklyn Krim will check in for Hubanks. Olivia Jones off the inbound. Crosses the timeline. Back to Roberts. Over to Trout. Drives. Kicks it to Huffer. Stolen by Krim. Over to Baranek. Now to Brown. Moore. Three-pointer. Bang. It's good. Pendleton Heights leads 10-9 now with just under 3 minutes and 30 seconds remaining.
And you know that's what Kendra Moore will do. If you leave her open, she will shoot it.
Trout, far wing, fakes a pass in the post, goes to Huffer, top of the key, pump fake, looking for Warfel, gets it to Roberts, near wing, her three-pointer, won't fall, rebound Olivia Jones, traps herself in the corner, finds Trout, wide open three-pointer, it's good! Gets those 3 points right back.
You know, Coach Rogers has been saying that he wants maybe to get more shots up, and she does just that, and she makes a three.
As on the opposite end, Brown drives, loses the ball, gets it right back, shot misses, rebound, Warfel up ahead to Roberts, saves it from going out of bounds, takes a jumper, and it's good. And Coach Moore wants the timeout. So it'll be a full timeout. 15-9, your score. Pendleton Heights leads by 6 with 2:42 remaining on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
More than X's and O's, playing high school football has taught me respect for my coaches and teammates, our opponents, and the officials.
On the softball field, I learn how to be accountable for my actions and how they affect the rest of my team.
Every game reminds us that humility means winning with class and losing with grace. I'm Dante Pope from Maryville High School.
And I'm Ashton Elpers from North Posey High School. These are just some of the lessons we learn from high school sports that we'll carry with us for the rest of our lives.
Wins and losses, highs and lows, success and failure, they are all part of being a student athlete and a human being.
Learning how to handle these ups and downs on the field prepares us to handle them off the field, too.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. Be a champion of high school sports and the lessons they teach by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is developing character. This is education-based athletics. This is your IHSAA.
Thank you for listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show. Now stay tuned for play-by-play action of your Pendleton Heights Arabians.
Out to Warfel. Casey Warfel, step back, mid-range Jay. It's up and it's good for Casey Warfel.
Maybe Trout quickly in the other direction, finishes with the left hand.
This is Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome right back to the action. As you were away, Casey Warfel got the steal, just missed the shot on the opposite end, and Hufford tipped the rebound out of bounds, so it'll go right back to New Pal. Scores 15-9. Pendleton Heights leads by 6 over the New Pal Lady Dragons with 2:15 remaining here in the first. Krim with it on the near wing. Goes to Moore, over to Brown on the far wing. Looking where to go with it. Still holding the ball, now dribbles it. Defended closely by Warfel. Tipped away, secured by her sister Aubrey Warfel as it's tipped around once again as Olivia Jones, fast break layup. It's good. Jones up to 4 points now for the Lady Arabians as Moore finds Whitaker. Over to Krim. Mid-range J, no good. Gets her own rebound. Another J, it's good. So Roberts the ball for Pendleton Heights. Crosses the timeline.
You see Nupa on a 2-3 zone now.
Casey drives. Loses the ball. Foul. Foul goes on Krim, so that'll be her first. Team's third. Gray and Perry in for Roberts and Hupfer, and Hugh Banks comes back in for Baranek. So Casey Warfel, only 4 points so far in this one, averaging 22.5. Granted, she has been getting face guarded the entire night. Lobs one in to Casey Warfel from Jones. Goes to her sister, Aubrey Warfel. Over to Olivia Jones. Jab step. Hands it back off to Aubrey. And a travel. Couldn't get her feet set.
She saw an open lane. She wanted to take it. And then it got closed up. And then she just traveled.
So Brown to bring up the ball now for New Pal. Small ball lineup here for the Arabians. Goes to Moore. Fended by Gray. Finds Hugh Banks. Over to Brown. Into the post for Krim. Aubrey Warfel doing a good job guarding her. Hook shot, no good. Rebound, Olivia Jones. Wants to work the ball up the floor quickly. Slows down. Now finds Aubrey Gray. Now to Aubrey Warfel. Finds Jones in the post. Steps back. Three-pointer. It's good. Olivia Jones up to 7 points here in this first quarter. With just 30 seconds remaining, it's 20-11, a 9-point Lady Arabian lead.
And, you know, Olivia Jones just beat the 2-3 zone and miscommunication from the New Pal defense.
Brown with it on the opposite end into Hubanks. Not a Moore. Layup. It's good. Kendra Moore, the basket, now has 5 points. 10 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Olivia Jones with it. Finds Aubrey Gray. Kicks it to Casey Warfel. Jab step, drive, hop step, layup. Won't fall. Rebound fought for. Hubanks secures, and that'll do it. First quarter. Pendleton Heights 20, New Pal 13. 7-point Lady Arabian lead going into the break on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from community sports and wellness, fitness, tennis, pickleball, and athletics, located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton. Phone 765-744-1606. Online at communitysw.com. This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420. Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court, where your Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians lead the New Pal Lady Dragons 20-13. It's a 7-point lead. As Pendleton Heights will start the second quarter with the ball.
You know, it was a good first quarter for the Arabians offensive-wise. And for New Pal, obviously, defensive-wise, it was better than expected.
Roberts with it near wing. Goes to Olivia Jones. Now to Casey Warfel in the corner. Spots up. Three-pointer. High arcing three. No good. Secured by Olivia Jones. Having a phenomenal game so far in this one. 7 points in the first quarter. Casey Warfel drives. Layup no good, but a hard foul.
You know,
goes on Gabrielle Brown, her first.
New Pal went to that 2-3 zone. That's just giving Casey Wolf more opportunities to shoot the ball. And the more opportunities he gets, the more opportunities the Arabians get to score.
Now, Warfel the first. It's good. Up to five. She's an 80% free throw shooter. Leads the team in free throw percentage. Actually, second on the team in free throw percentage. Roberts leads the team with 100% free throw percentage. But Warfel makes the second, up to six now for her. So Brown will bring the ball up for the Lady Dragons. She'll be defended by Warfel. Goes to Hubanks. Hubanks drives. Foul on Roberts. Caught her on the arm there. So that'll be Roberts' second, team's first of the quarter.
Roberts, her second, team foul number one for Pendleton Heights.
Both teams having the same amount of fouls through time played. Pendleton 3, New Pal 4. It's Brown to inbound it. Pump fakes, goes to Hubanks. Her shot, no good. I believe Jones got a block there. Blocked it again. Now Whitaker finds Brown. Three-pointer, it's good. So Pendleton Heights now leads 22-16 over the Lady Dragons with 7:05 remaining here in the half. Warfel. Screen from Trout. Hop step, drive, layup. Good for Casey. She's up to eight now.
Once again, she just blows by the defenders in that 2-3 zone.
Kendra Moore, quick three-pointer. No good. Rebound secured by the 6-3 Hupfer. Now Roberts, cross-court pass to Warfel. Into the post for Trout. Shot no good, but a foul. Foul goes on Kendra Moore, so that'll be her first. Team second. Trout, a 31% free throw shooter. Recently here, Pendleton Heights has struggled in their recent games from the charity stripe as Trout misses that one. As the second one from Trout misses, goes 0 for 2 on that one. Hupfer secures a rebound, misses a shot, gets her own rebound again, shoots it again. Three shots in a row, no good. Pendleton Heights, some good front court pressure. Brown loses the ball. Stolen by Warfel and a hard foul. Some frustration there from the Lady Dragons.
You know, and after that sequence, it hovers up to six.
Inbound for Pendleton Heights.
It hovers up to six offensive rebounds and seven total rebounds on the night.
Jones to inbound, goes to Trout. Takes a three-pointer, can't cash in. Rebound secured by Baranek. Brown to bring up the ball for Neupel. Goes to Hubanks, top of the key. Over to Moore. Looking for Whitaker, gets to her. Now Baranek in the corner, pump fakes, drives baseline, finds Hubanks, the shot, no good. Rebound secured by Jones. Roberts calling for the ball in the corner, thought about a three. Goes to Warfel, top of the key. Back to Roberts, she'll take the three this time. Too strong, rebound goes to Baranek. 24-16 the score, Pendleton Heights leads by eight. 5:43 and counting remaining here in the half. Whitaker goes to Brown. Pump fake, drive, kicks it out. Baranek, three-pointer, won't go. Rebound secured by Roberts. Up the floor, working it, kicks it to Trout. Hard foul.
Baby Trout draws a foul, go line and shoot two for the Arabians.
Foul goes on Kendra Moore. It's her second. Team's fourth.
For New Pelican.
And it looks like some frustration setting in for the Lady Dragons.
You know, I've talked about this again and again, but they're in that 2-3 zone. That's just giving the Arabians a lot more open looks.
As Trout makes that one, she's up to four. As Flagel will come in for Brown, for Moore, and Gray will come in for Roberts. Trout the second, good. So she is 2 for 4 on the night and up to 5 points with the second make. Flagel hits the backdoor pass to Brown, dribbles off her foot. They say it went off Hupfer. So Aubrey Warfel to check in for Olivia Jones. Olivia Jones has had a phenomenal game so far. 7 points, multiple rebounds. Brown floats one in to Hubanks. Drives, shot blocked by Hupfer. Aubrey Warfel to Trout in the far corner. Trout working on Whitaker. Tipped away by Whitaker, secured by Aubrey Warfel. Kicks it to her sister, Casey. That three-pointer, it's good. She's up to 11.
You know, her three-point shot has just gotten so much better as the season has gone on.
Whitaker steps in. Too strong on the shot. And a timeout by Rogers, a full timeout. So we'll take it with them. 29-16 the score. Pendleton Heights leads by 13 with 4:48 remaining on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at detoursalonandstyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buckcourt for your Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians lead. The Lady Dragons 29-16 with 4:48 remaining in the half. It'll be Pendleton Heights ball. 13-point Lady Arabian lead. Liam, it looked like it was going to be kind of a closer game early on, and then Pendleton Heights has just grown this lead.
Ever since that defensive switch that Neupel's had, it's just gone downhill.
Aubrey Warfel with it, far wing. Looking to swing it around. Goes to Hupfer, top of the key. Finds Gray. Gets a screen from Aubrey Warfel. hesitates, drives, kicks it out to Casey Warfel, sets up, three-pointer, can't cash home. Rebound tipped out by Brown, so it'll stay with Pendleton Heights.
You know, I think she had more time than what she expected. You know, she caught that ball and she did a little step back and she shot the ball immediately. I think she could have gotten her feet set.
Inbounds it to Jones. Now gives it to Gray. Aubrey Warfel takes a deep three, and it's good. Her first basket of the night goes in from deep behind the arc. Flagel with it into the post for Hubanks. Looking where to go with it. Finds a back cut to Baranek. Loses the ball. Loose on the ground. Stolen by Aubrey Warfel. Now Casey Warfel into the post for Olivia Jones. It's too easy. 9 points for Jones. Into the post for Hubanks for the opposite end. And another steal by Aubrey Warfel. Fast break. Layup. It's good. And Pendleton Heights starting to make a huge run. Now a 20-point lead here in the first half. Hubanks post again. Goes to Whitaker. Now to Baranek. Looking for the backdoor cut. Goes to Whitaker on the wing instead. Now to Brown. Over to Hubanks. Jab step. Another jab step. Goes to Flagel. Some good defensive pressure here from Pendleton Heights. Now to Hubanks. Spinning, working on Hupfer, trying to back her down. Kicks it to Baranek. Kicks it back. Hubanks takes a three. Leaves it short. Rebound, Aubrey Warfel. It's a jump ball. We'll stay with New Pal as Krim will check in for Hubanks. New Pal only held to a three-pointer here in this second quarter. Krim off the inbound, working on Hupfer. Spin around, shot no good. Rebound, Hupfer on the fast break. Hupfer kicks it. Warfel, three. Too strong. Rebound, Flagel. Now working on the fast break. Casey Warfel, a near steal, but recovers. Brown finds Krim. Goes to Baranek. Drives. Nearly stolen by Casey Warfel. Shot no good. Another rebound for Olivia Jones.
Olivia Jones has 6 rebounds and Ada Huffer has 9 rebounds.
Casey Warfel bullies her way into the post for 2. She's got 13 with 2 minutes remaining here in the half. 38-16 our score. Pendleton Heights leads by 22. Another steal and Casey Warfel freeway's open. It's good. 15 first half points for Casey.
With 3 steals to go along with those 15 points.
Seems like every time you turn around, the Lady Arabians get another steal. As here's Brown on the near wing. Goes to Flagel. Kicks it in the post for Karim. Oh, another near steal, but a foul. Foul goes on Aubrey Warfel. Her first. Team second. Flagel off the inbound, takes a three, gets it to fall. Maybe a spark that New Pound needs to get something going. As Gray has it. Looking where to go with it. Floats it to Casey Warfel. Over to her sister Aubrey. Hupfer trying to get it in the post. Aubrey floats it into Ada. Shot's good. And a foul. Foul goes on Flagel. Her first. Team's 5th. The Arabians are in the bonus. Substitution. Avery Miller. We'll check in for Aubrey Warfel.
Avery Miller.
Perry's going to check in for Hupfer after the shot. Hupfer misses the and one. Rebound by Flagel. 42-19 the score. 1:05 remaining. Aubrey Gray a near steal. Baranek to Whitaker. Whitaker drives, kicks it to Flagel. Out to Krim. Three-pointer. It's good.
Brooklyn Krim.
Up to five with that make. Under a minute now for Pendleton Heights' lead. 45 seconds now for the Arabians' lead. They lead by 20. Miller with it. Goes to Jones. Into the post for Huffer. Shot no good. Rebounds tipped around. Secured by Whitaker. On the fast break. A near steal. Goes out of bounds. They say last touch by Jones. So it'll stay with the Lady Dragons. Perry checks in for Huffer. Off the inbound, it's Flagel. She's got 25 seconds remaining in the half to work something around. Over to Whitaker, working on Miller. Drives, kicks it to Krim. Three-pointer, bang. Krim, a spark offensively for the Lady Dragons. Now just under 10 seconds remaining. You got to work the ball around. Get a shot up before the half. Now 5 seconds, 3 seconds, two. Whitaker, the steal. And that'll do it. First half closes. Pendleton Heights leads 42-25 over the Lady Dragons. We'll take a short break when we return to halftime on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Cowan Chiropractic, located at One Plaza Drive, Suite 20 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-7399. Also online at CowanChiropracticCenter.com.
I started vaping to relieve stress.
I vape when I'm anxious.
I vape when I feel depressed.
The irony is, vaping actually increases my stress.
It makes me more anxious.
It makes my depression worse.
They're not the only ones the multi-billion dollar vaping industry has lied to. Vaping does a number on the mental and physical health of teens, and it's designed to be addictive, so teens keep vaping and keep buying. It's a never-ending cycle, but there is hope. If you know a teen who vapes, encourage them to join the hundreds of thousands of people who are quitting. Tell them to text Indiana to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit. Vaping never helps. It only hurts. Now's the time to quit, and no one has to do it alone. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
Do you want to expand your client base? Show your support for the 91.7 WEEM by becoming an underwriter. You can also help student broadcasters gain valuable skills of leadership, but we can't do it without your support. For more information, contact Luke Watson at 260-417-5802 or at lwatson@smcse.com. 91.7 WEEM.
You got to pay attention.
But they need to continue that success.
But there's going to be runs by both teams.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court. Your Lady Arabians lead the New Pal Lady Dragons 42-25 after one half. Alongside Liam Davis, my name is Mike Looker. If you are just joining the broadcast, Liam, we've seen a lot of action here. Casey Warfel, 15 first half points. I mean, this...
And after a really slow start, obviously only having like around like 4 points in that first quarter because she was getting face guarded, and then New Pal went into that 2-3 zone that I keep going back to. And then that just gave her a lot of more open looks, and then she kept getting steals, and then that just leads to a lot more points for this Arabian. So they scored 42 in that first half.
That is a lot of points.
That is about the most points they have scored in the first half this season.
I mean, it is hard to score 42 points in a game alone for some teams. Pendleton Heights did that in one half. This definitely shows a difference in how the strength of teams this year have been.
the last four games that Pendleton has played, they have allowed 29 points, 41 points, 45 points, and 34 points. They scored 42 in the first half today.
Yeah, and defensively, they have had tremendous pressure. In that first half alone, Pendleton Heights had, I believe, only six steals in that first half. A lot of steals, and New Pell had eight turnovers. That's definitely a difference. You know, Pendleton Heights only three turnovers, and two of them were a New Pell steal. One of them, I believe, was a travel. So, really, Pendleton Heights has taken care of the ball phenomenally so far in this first half of basketball.
Yeah, and you know, Brooklyn Krim just came out of nowhere shooting the lights out. She is, what, 2-for-3, 2-for-4 from three-point range?
2-for-2 from behind the arc, only 1-for-4 from inside the arc. But that's still, that's 3-for-6 shooting.
You know, the Arabians were not expecting that, though. They were expecting it to be Kendra Moore, the shooter.
Yeah,
she's made 1-3.
Yeah, she's 1-for-3 so far on the night. You know, New Pal, they've made 5 threes, and they've shot 12. Pendleton Heights, 4 threes and shot 12. But Pendleton Heights has also taken 35 shots to New Pal's 27. And they've been more efficient. You know, in that first half, Pendleton Heights, 50% from inside the arc. New Pal, 26% from inside the arc. So definitely a big difference in shooting efficiency for both of them. But that'll do it for our first half recap. Me and Liam will take a short break. When we return, we'll have our second half preview on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Do you love 80s music?
Duh.
Well, you're in luck. Tune in to the 80s at 8 every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You don't want to miss these radical hits. 91.7 WEEM.
Mariah Carey, Britney Spears, and the Spice Girls. You can listen to the greatest 90s artists every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 9 a.m.
If you put two and two together, you will see.
91.7 WEEM.
We believe strongly in the power of education.
We also understand the impact it has on the success of communities across Indiana.
We see this through our work at the IHSAA, teaching 160,000 student-athletes through education-based athletics.
And we see this through our work at Ivy Tech, where over 90,000 Indiana high school students are earning dual college credit while finishing high school.
I'm IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig.
And I'm Dr. Sue Elsperman, President of Ivy Tech Community College.
We're proud to partner with organizations like Ivy Tech that prioritize education and community.
At Ivy Tech, we have more than 70 programs
helping Indiana high school students get a head start on college and their careers.
We offer the state's most affordable tuition and have saved families over $100 million this year.
Providing learning opportunities for Hoosier students is how we build a strong Indiana. This is the power of community.
This is the impact of education.
This is your IHSAA.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's Halftime Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show. If you're just joining the broadcast alongside Liam Davis, my name is Michael Hooker. As Pendleton Heights leads 42-25 over the New Pal Lady Dragons. Definitely an opposite of the last matchup between the two teams. Last meeting was in sectionals where New Pal defeated Pendleton Heights here 46-44. That came down to the wire. I was calling that with Dawson, and it was an electric setting. But Liam, you know, this is definitely a different setting. Pendleton Heights is starting to run away with it. In that last game, 46 points. In this game, 42 first half points.
You can just tell how much, like, comfortable the Arabians offense has gotten from last year to this year.
Yeah. And one thing that they can't get is complacent.
Yes.
And Coach Richmond preached this to the football team all year once we started getting on a roll. He said, you can't fall to complacency. You can't get complacent with your 17-point lead, because we've seen it. Leads can dwindle quickly in the sport of basketball with the three-point line and just quick offense and good defensive pressure. We've seen it before, and that happened in the LC game for Pendleton Heights. They were leading that game at one point, as a matter of fact, to the number two team in the state.
And, you know, the game right after that, Greenfield Central, I was on the game with Zion. They were up by a good solid 20 points, and they went on to lose that game by 1 point. That just shows how quickly the game can change.
Yeah, so you cannot get complacent with this lead. This is a very good lead, and this is a very good spot to be in for Pendleton Heights. But, again, complacency. You have to fight it off. You have to keep the pressure up. You're doing a good job. Defensively struggled there towards the end on Brooklyn Krim, letting her get three easy shots up and letting her make them. But then after that, what you got to do is you got to keep up the pressure on Hugh Banks in the post. She's not being able to move the ball. You have to keep up the pressure offensively. You have to get into the post. They're starting to foul out of frustration now. So I think if you can keep that up for Pendleton Heights, I think you can definitely walk out of this one with a huge victory on your own home floor. As we are just 50 seconds away from the start of the second half, I believe New Pal should start with the ball.
You know, there's also been games where they have a lead at halftime, and then they just strive with that lead, especially last game against Frankton. I mean, they won that game 79-34.
Yeah.
I mean, they just didn't hold back. That shouldn't change against this team also, because they can shoot the lights out.
Yeah, one thing about that Frankton game, they held Frankton to 3 points in the third quarter. Pendleton Heights in that second quarter held 12 points for New Pal, which is good. Pendleton Heights scored 22 points in that second quarter. They almost outscored New Pal's first half in a single quarter. That's how well Pendleton Heights has played offensively here in this one. So if they can keep this up, keep scoring about 20 points a quarter, we could see an 80-point game out of Pendleton Heights here tonight, which would send a huge message to the conference. As it will be Pendleton Heights' ball. I believe they started with it last quarter, and they won the tip.
Look at the draw.
Roberts off the inbound for Pendleton Heights. She'll bring the ball up, defended by Flagel. Goes to Jones on the near wing. Into the post for Huffer, backing down Hugh Banks. Spinning around. Jay, it's good. Ada is up to 8 points.
That's a good start.
It's what you like to see, moving the ball around, getting the easy two. Flagel with it. Goes to Baranek on the near wing. Pump fakes. Goes to Whitaker. Over to Flagel. Looking to enter it into the post. Goes to Moore on the volleyball line instead. Now over to Whitaker. Working on Roberts. Kicks it to Flagel in the post. Out to Moore. Goes to Whitaker. Moving it around. Gets a screen from Hugh Banks. Over to Moore. Now to Flagel. Jab step. Drives. Comes back out. Looks for Whitaker in the post. Tipped around. Goes to Baranek. Pump fake. Clamp down on Whitaker's shot. It's good.
Tyler Whitaker.
She's got 4 points with that make. So both teams trading off deuces to start. Roberts finds Aubrey Warfel. Aubrey working it around. Goes to Jones. Near wing. Into the post once again for Huffer. Triple team. Steps through contact. They're saying a jump ball, so it'll go to New Pal. I thought it looked like he raised his hand for a foul there. That confused me, but it'll be New Pal ball off the jump ball here at the start. Flagel with it. Goes to Whitaker on the far wing. Working around, drives, kicks it to Hugh Banks. Out to Baranek, pump fake. Now over to Flagel, near corner. Hugh Banks. High arcing three, no good. Rebound tipped out by Baranek, so it'll be Lady Arabian basketball.
You know, Eubanks just saw an open look. I don't think anybody would not have taken that shot.
Yeah, she is only a 27% three-point shooter, but if you're that wide open, you have to take the shot. Roberts loses her dribble. Gets it to Huffer. Now to Aubrey Warfel. Olivia Jones floats one into the pass for Huffer. Double team shot. Good. Up to 10 points. A good job there fighting through the contact. Timeout quickly called by Coach Craig Moore. We'll take it with him. 46-27 the score. Pendleton Heights leads by 19 on the Arabian Sports Network. 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios. Dental care for children and adults in Pendleton at 113 South Heritage Way. Phone 765-221-5900. Online at drdanawright.com.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buckport. If you're just joining the broadcast alongside Liam Davis, my name is Michael Hooker. Pendleton Heights leads 46-27 with 5:58 remaining here in the third quarter over the New Pal Lady Dragons, as it's more with it for the Lady Dragons. Goes to Eubanks on the far wing. Takes a three. High arcing three. Cashes that one in for her first points of the game.
Once again, she was open and she took it, and that time it went in.
Roberts with the ball for Pendleton Heights. Goes to Hupfer on the far wing. Now to Aubrey Warfel. Over to Jones, near wing. Back to Roberts. Drives, kicks it to Aubrey Warfel, near wing. Steps back. Three-pointer. It's good. Aubrey Warfel has herself a pair of three-pointers and up to 8 points now. Moore with it. Over to Whitaker, near wing for New Pal. Into the post for Baranek. Working around. Shot blocked by Jones.
That's her third block of the game.
Olivia Jones to Casey Warfel. Into the post. Shot blocked, but a foul. So she'll go to the line for two. Fouls on Kendra Moore. Her third. Team's first of the quarter. So Warfel to shoot two. She is 2 for 2 so far on the night in her first appearance. This is her second appearance. She's got 15 points. First one, no good. Brown will check in for Barron, for Whitaker. And I believe Miller will check in for Casey Warfel after the shot. So Casey makes the second.
Good morning for the Ravens, number 2, Avery Miller.
So Casey's got 16. She has played the entire game up to this point until now, where she will take a breather. As Flagel with it. Working on Roberts. Finds Brown. Tipped out by Jones. So we'll stay with New Pal. 50-30 your score. Pendleton Knights leads by 20 with 4:45 remaining here in the third. Brown to inbound. Goes to Baranek, tipped around. Moore floater. Shot falls and the foul. She's got 7 points.
I mean, she saw an open lane, she took it, and she draws the foul and makes the layup.
Yeah, foul goes on Aubrey Warfel. Moore, free throw, no good. Jump ball, and it'll be Pendleton Heights ball.
And it's Arabian basketball.
So Casey will check in really quickly.
Casey
once again
Warfel
for Avery Miller. So Casey, good after her quick breather. 50-32 now the score, 4:30. Remaining here in the third. Pendleton Heights leads by 18. Hupfer with it, far wing. Now to Aubrey Warfel. Over to Jones, near wing. Jones, three-pointer, it's good.
Olivia Jones!
She's got 12 points here tonight.
That is the third Arabian scorer in double digits.
Eubanks drives, shot, no good, but a foul. I believe that one was on Hupfer. It will. That's her first. Team second. So 4-3 remaining here in the third. 53-32 the score. Eubanks makes that one. So she's up to 4 and cuts the lead back down to 20. Eubanks, the second one, up and in. So she's got 5 points. Roberts gives it to Olivia Jones. Jones hands it off to Casey Warfel. Thought about a three, drives, spinning, loses the ball, but a foul. On Hubanks. It's her second, team's second. Jones to inbound, floats it into Hupfer. Goes to Warfel, posts it up. Stepped out of bounds, so turnover and New Powell ball. ...53-34 the score. Pendleton Heights leads by 19. Moore to Hubanks. Takes a three-pointer. No good. Rebound tipped by Roberts to Casey Warfel. Casey Warfel, fast break. Euro shot no good, but a foul. Fouls on 13, Gabrielle Brown. That's her third. Her third, team's third. So two girls in foul trouble for New Palestine. Warfel misses the first. She is 3 for 5 on the night. She makes that one, so now 4 for 6 and 17 points for Warfel. Flagel drives, trying to kick it to Baranek, stolen again by Olivia Jones. Jones finds Huffer, drives, loses the ball, stolen by Flagel. Working up the floor quickly, finds Moore, takes a quick three. No good, rebound secured by Baranek. Goes to Flagel. Good hustle from Baranek to get the offensive rebound. Hubanks on the wing, floats it into Baranek, gets a hand on it, but it goes out of bounds, and it'll be Lady Arabian ball, as Gray will come in for Roberts and Krim in for Baranek.
Check again for the Arabians, number three, Aubriana Gray.
So for Pendleton Heights, you can't let Krim get any open shots. She is their leading scorer with 8 points right now. Pendleton Heights leads 54-34. 5:45 remaining here in the third. Casey Warfel with it. Finds her sister Aubrey. Takes a three. Won't fall. Rebound Hupfer. Shot. It's good. Hupfer, 12 points now.
And 10 rebounds. So that's a double-double.
Once again, getting a double-double. Hubanks blocked by Hupfer on the three. Rebound Casey Warfel. Dumps it off to her sister Aubrey on the fast break. For the two is another double-figure scorer for the Lady Arabians. As Aubrey Warfel has 10. Krim, high post, steal by Casey Warfel. On the fast break, Warfel's layup, it's good. She's got 19.
Four steals to go along with that 19 points.
Flagel with it, working on Gray. Picks up her dribble, finds Krim in the post. Backing down Hupfer, shot no good. Rebound secured by Gray. Working up the floor quickly. Tipped out by Hubanks. Warfel secures it, goes to her sister Aubrey. Aubrey drives, reverse layup. Got some good spin on it, just couldn't hit the backboard, so it'll be a rebound for New Pal. 26-point Lady Arabian lead. And a foul called on a reach in from Casey Warfel. So her first, team's third. Aubrey Warfel and Ada Hupfer will come out for Avery Miller and Bree Perry. Brown off the inbound. A minute 20 remaining here in the third. Pendleton Heights lead 60-34 over the Lady Dragons. Olivia Jones, another near steal, and a block on the three from Casey Warfel. And Hubanks the foul. That's her third, team's fourth. a good closeout by Casey Warfel. And a reach and foul, so Pendleton Heights will get it in the backcourt. The defensive pressure from Pendleton Heights has been aggressive all night, and it still is, as Flagel the foul. It's her second, team's fifth. Put him in the bonus, and so Aubrey Gray will go to the line for two.
On the season, she's a 67% free throw percent.
Solid numbers for Miss Gray, as the first one is good. It's her first point of the night. And Gray misses the second. Rebound secured by Flagel. Moore with it. Moore goes to Brown. Drive stolen by Warfel, but a foul. Goes on Casey. Her second. Team's fourth. Hacker checks in for Flagel. Hubanks off the inbound. Drives. Shot no good. Rebound Olivia Jones. Up the court quickly to Gray. Hands it off to Jones. Takes a three. Shot no good. Rebound Casey Warfel. Spin around. Jay no good. Rebound Moore. Arabians have the Moore three. No good. Rebound again by Olivia Jones. Up the floor to Casey Warfel. Loses the ball. Goes out of bounds, so it'll be a turnover. And new foul ball. 61-34 the score. With 8 seconds remaining here in the third, Pendleton Heights leading by 27. Shot at the buzzer by Brown, no good. So Pendleton Heights goes into the fourth quarter leading 61-34. We'll take a quick break when we return. Fourth quarter action on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Community Sports and Wellness, fitness, tennis, pickleball, and athletics, located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton. Phone 765-744-1606. Online at communitysw.com.
I started vaping to relieve stress.
I vape when I'm anxious.
I vape when I feel depressed.
The irony is, vaping actually increases my stress.
It makes me more anxious.
It makes my depression worse.
They're not the only ones the multi-billion dollar vaping industry has lied to. Vaping does a number on the mental and physical health of teens, and it's designed to be addictive, so teens keep vaping and keep buying. It's a never-ending cycle, but there is hope. If you know a teen who vapes, encourage them to join the hundreds of thousands of people who are quitting. Tell them to text Indiana to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit. Vaping never helps. It only hurts. Now's the time to quit, and no one has to do it alone. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to the action. As Newpal will start out with the ball. As Krim with it in the post. Finds a back door to Tweedy. Over to Krim, drives, loses the ball, stolen by Aubrey Warfel. On the fast break, slowing things down now. There's no need to rush it. Olivia Jones, far wing, drives, baseline J, no good. Rebound Hupfer, falling away, shot no good. Brown to Tweedy on the opposite end. Finds Moore, pump fake, three, steps into it. Shot no good, rebound Hupfer. So Roberts, Roberts shoved. Moore for no reason. That's her third, team's first of the quarter. So 6:50 remaining here in regulation, 61-34 the score. Both teams chirping at each other. Brown shot blocked by Warfel. And a foul on the floor. And a tech on Brown. I'm sorry, foul goes on Krim. So that'll be her second. And Gabrielle Brown will have four personals after the tech. So Casey to shoot the free throws for Pendleton Heights to extend this lead. And she'll make that one, so she's up to 20 points. Coach Moore not happy with this one. Pendleton Heights will get the ball back because of the technical. Casey goes 2 for 2 on that trip. She's got 21. Aubrey Gray comes in for Roberts. So Pendleton Heights now leads by 29. Gray off the inbound. Good pressure here from Flagel. Finds Huffer, backdoor cut to Casey Warfel. Reverse layup, it's good. She's got 23. Now a 31-point Pendleton Heights lead.
Just a great pass from Ada Hupfer.
Krim with it. Steps back, shot. It's good. Gray with it, drives. Kicks it to Hupfer. On the near wing. Here's Ada. Working things around. Hands it off to Warfel. Casey Warfel hop step. Shot no good, but a foul. Foul goes on Hacker. Her first. Team's third. Jones to inbound. Goes to Casey Warfel. On the inbound. Shot no good. Rebound. Chased down by Hupfer. Throws it off Hacker. And it goes out of bounds, so it'll stay with Pendleton Heights. Student section filling up and getting really into this one. Jones to inbound. Goes to Hupfer. Backing down Krim. Spinning, shot blocked by Moore. Rolls off of Hupfer, so it'll be New Pal ball.
You know, there still is another game after this one, the boys versus New Pal.
Now, this is our doubleheader feature of New Pal versus Pendleton Heights. And a steal by Olivia Jones. Maybe not. Ball was on the ground. So Aubrey Warfel, a near steal, tips it out of bounds. So it'll stay with the Lady Dragons. 5:34 remaining in the fourth. 65-36 the score. Pendleton Heights leads by 29. Flagel with it. Goes to Hacker. To Krim, high post. Back out to Tweedy. Shot blocked by Jones. Olivia Jones having a great night all around. Out of bounds off Aubrey Borfel, so will be New Pal ball off the turnover.
Olivia Jones has eight rebounds, 12 points, 4 blocks, and 3 steals.
So Hacker with it for New Pal. Kicks it to Krim, to Tweedy, pump fake, sets into a shot. Stolen by Aubrey Warfel on the fast break. Foul on the way up, so that'll go on Kendra Moore. Her fourth, team's fourth.
Foul number 4 for New Pal's team.
And Allison White will check in for New Pal. And Whitaker will check in for New Pal for Tweedy and Hacker. Warfel to inbound. Goes to Hupfer. Right back to her. Three-pointer. Back iron won't fall. Rebound secured by Krim. Finds Whitaker. Back to Krim. Shot. No good. Casey Warfel the rebound. And she's off to the races. Shot. Good.
Casey Warfel.
25 points for Ms. Warfel. Flagel on the opposite end. Rebound. Hupfer off the miss. And travel. Oh. Well, Roger's saying he called a timeout. So what's the call? And they'll call the travel before the timeout. So it'll be New Pal ball on their own end. They trail 67-36 to the Lady Arabians with 4:24 remaining in regulation. Flagel inbounds it, stolen by Aubrey Gray. Aubrey Gray, fast break, layup, it's good. She's got 3 points now. And with 4:10 remaining in the fourth, this one is looking like a runaway. White in the post. Kicks it to Krim. Pump fake. Out to Flagel. Now to Whitaker. Kicks it to Moore. Now to White. Out to Krim. Three-pointer. Too strong. Rebound fought for. Whitaker comes away with it. Flagel. Three. No good. Rebound, Olivia Jones. And now Rogers wants a full timeout. So we'll take it with them. Pendleton Heights lead 69-36 over the Lady Dragons on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court. If you're just joining the broadcast alongside Liam Davis, my name is Michael Hooker. Liam, we have a 33-point lead for Pendleton Heights. And I talked about this in halftime. You can't get complacent with, you know, your 17-point lead. They definitely haven't.
Nope.
They've extended it to 33. They lead 69-36 with 3:40 remaining in regulation. And Pendleton Heights will have the ball. Casey Warfel having another fantastic game. 25 points. Olivia Jones will have it. Goes to Avery Miller. Miller to Aubrey Warfel. Loses the ball out of bounds. It'll be New Pal ball. And Nicole Glassley, the freshman, will come in for Olivia Jones.
You know, I am guessing that we will see a lot of rotations trying to get everybody into the game, especially with a conference game being up this big. They want to get as much players in as they can.
Get them that conference experience against a tough opponent. Allison White can't handle the pass. It'll go out of bounds and be another turnover in Pendleton Heights' ball.
I know back-to-back things just happened. Just fumbled the pass straight out of bounds.
So Gray with it goes to Aubrey Warfel. Over to Avery Miller, to Gray in the corner, now to Glassley. The freshman who's been getting a lot of JV minutes, now seeing some varsity action. Now Aubrey Gray with it. Working on Hubanks. Screened by Aubrey Warfel. Goes to Perry. Hands it off to Glassley. Kicks it out to Gray. Wide open three-pointer. Too strong. Rebound. Tipped out by Whitaker. Will stay with Pendleton Heights. 2:45 remaining here in the fourth. .69-36 the score. Pendleton Heights leads by 33 still. Gray with it off the inbound. Goes to Aubrey Warfel. Sets her feet. Three-pointer. Bounces in, and it's good. She's got 13. Hubanks on the opposite end. Kicks it to White. Over to Whitaker. Whitaker still with it. Kicks it out to Flagle. Now to Hubanks. Long three. Gets her own rebound. Put back good. So she's got 7 points.
No, the Arabians are up to 72 points now.
And a timeout called by Coach Rogers. We'll take it with them. 72-38 the score. Pendleton tonight's leads by 34 with a minute 58 remaining in regulation on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Off the inbound, here's Avery Miller. Pushed out of bounds by Baranek. So it'll be a turnover and New Pal ball as some substitutions here for New Pal. And with the running clock, you can basically say this one's over. And a good start to the doubleheader here tonight, Liam.
Very good start.
In dominating fashion, the Lady Arabians have handled business on their home court. As Tweedy with it on the wing. Finds Hacker. Steps into the shot. No good. Rebound, Bruce for Pendleton Heights. Sophia Bruce, the freshman. Working the ball up. Picks up her dribble. Goes to Perry. Now to Miller. Avery Miller kicks it to Jada McGraw. To Glassley, takes a three. Hits front rim, rebound White for New Pal. New Pal slowing things down, working it around. As they have 45 seconds remaining in this one. Hacker with it in the post. Shot no good, but a foul. Fouls on Glassley. Her first, team second. And 38 seconds exactly remaining on the clock in regulation.
No, just dominant fashion. You know, they didn't hold up for a single second in this game.
As Perry will come out and Claire Sorrells will come in. So Hacker missed the first one. The second one up, no good. Rebound secured by Bruce of Pendleton Heights. Goes to Avery Miller. Tipped out of bounds by a Lady Dragon, so it'll stay with Pendleton Heights. Clock will continue to run as Pendleton Heights leads by 34. Avery Miller to inbound, goes to McGraw. Now to Bruce. 15 seconds remaining. Bruce kicks it to Sorrells. Wide open three-pointer. It's good. 3 points for Sorrells. And she gets the steal, and that'll do it. Pendleton Heights will win 75-38. Their streak of low-scoring opponents continues. As me and Liam will take a short break, when we return, our post-game show, a quick one at that, on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
I started vaping to relieve stress.
I vape when I'm anxious.
I vape when I feel depressed.
The irony is, vaping actually increases my stress.
It makes me more anxious.
It makes my depression worse.
They're not the only ones the multi-billion dollar vaping industry has lied to. Vaping does a number on the mental and physical health of teens, and it's designed to be addictive, so teens keep vaping and keep buying. It's a never-ending cycle, but there is hope. If you know a teen who vapes, encourage them to join the hundreds of thousands of people who are quitting. Tell them to text Indiana to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit. Vaping never helps. It only hurts. Now's the time to quit, and no one has to do it alone. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
That's kind of going to be the plan, and we just got to make sure that we execute on the offensive end.
You know, it should be good games. I think they can come away with a win.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome here to the post-game show. I'm now joined here by head coach of the varsity basketball team, Coach Rogers. A dominating win here tonight. 37-point victory over a conference opponent, New Pal. How does it feel to beat the team that knocked you out of sectionals last year?
Yeah, you know, I mean, they're a great team. They worry me with their shooting. But I thought we did a really good job of, you know, getting to the three-point line and closing out and forcing them to shoot tough twos. So, I mean, we were able to execute our game plan. So I was pretty happy with it.
Yeah, and Casey Warfel, another outstanding performance, 25 points tonight. But along with that, Olivia Jones, 12-10, a double-double for her. And Ada Hupford, 12-17, a double-double for her as well. And then Aubrey Warfel, 13 points, the four leading scorers all in double figures. What does it really feel for you as the head coach to see four girls getting double figures and two double-doubles?
You know, I think, you know, Aubrey gets the benefit of playing a lot of those minutes because Mamie gets knocked out there in the second quarter. So we're not quite sure on her status, but you know, what a way to step in and fill that role for Aubrey. So great job by everybody involved, and you know, we came out and did what we wanted to do.
And then finally here, Casey Warfel closing in on the 2,000-point mark. And not only that, this puts you guys more securely in first place in the conference. Your last game against Shelbyville will be on the 28th for the conference. That'll be your second-to-last game of the season. So what would it mean to the team that Casey scores 2,000 points and wins conference in the same season?
You know, we've talked a lot about her individual achievements. But I think – you know, personally for her, even if she didn't get to 2,000, if she got to 1999 and we were able to cut down those nets at Mount Vernon Sectional 9, she'd be a happy camper. But, you know, once again, it's special coaching her. I'm soaking up every minute of it. But just so much great effort from everybody involved. Was really, really excited that effort tonight.
All right, well, thank you so much, Coach Rogers. Good luck on the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Well, that will do it here for me and Liam. We hope you all enjoyed this presentation of Lady Arabian Basketball. The next matchup for Pendleton Heights will be LaPel on the 21st next week. That is next Tuesday, the day after MLK Day. That'll do it here for me and Liam. Liam, any closing remarks?
You know, it was a great win for the girls' team, obviously. And Coach Rogers was talking about that. I think this was a really good broadcast for both of us.
Well, thank you to everyone who tuned in. Obviously, don't go anywhere as we have the boys' game here soon after this. Thank you to the board op, Lena, back in the studio for running this broadcast, making sure everything goes smoothly. And finally, thank you to all of our sponsors for making sure this is possible. We couldn't do it without you. For Liam Davis, I'm Michael Oker, signing off on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.